T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket.
Why are you wearing a tiger shirt?
It's from my Joe Exotic collection, bro. You don't like it?
It's fine.
What do you mean it's fine?
I need to turn the something off. Right? Otherwise, you can you hear the echo?
No, I don't hear any echo. Are we sounding good, Dan Day?
Guys, we're both sounding great.
Okay.
Sounds all good right to me, man. I don't know what you're talking about. You don't like my Joe Exotic hoodie?
Didn't the woman wear more tiger prints than anybody?
Yeah, but Joe Exotic had the he sold the tiger stuff in the gift shop.
Oh, like his underwear?
Yep. Even though he didn't wear underwear.
True.
That's how he went. So, Leroy, check this out, man. All right. This is interesting to me. So, Deshaun Watson may be unhappy in Houston. Seems like we're getting a little bit of I like to call cryptic tweeting that's going on. Getting very Drakey with his tweets. Tweeting a lot of Drake logos since the Hopkins trade. Maybe trouble in paradise when it comes to Deshaun Watson.
You think you're the only one that does stuff like that?
What do you
players
mean?
Players do it all the time. Deshaun Watson's not going anywhere. But guess who is? Guess who is?
Who?
Bill O'Brien.
I don't know. I don't know. He's the GM. He's the guy there.
If I had to give you a choice to lead Houston into the future, are you going Bill O'Brien or Deshaun Watson?
Oh, I go to Deshaun Watson all day.
Okay. The player always stays.
Understood. So, however, what if we're in a scenario where Deshaun Watson says, I'm unhappy with what you're doing here, and the Dolphins go, burp, burp, and they call up and they say, hey, Bill, see, Deshaun Watson's not too happy. Tweeting those Drake lyrics. Why don't you get your couple first-round picks back, plus the first-round picks we got this year, and you do 4 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson to the Dolphins. Why not?
Too much.
What do you mean?
Too much.
Hey, we're always talking about what do you say? You say it's prospecting, correct?
Yeah, that's not prospecting. You're right.
No, so
that's oil.
You're getting a surefire good quarterback. I'm giving up 4 first-round picks. I'm giving the Texans their first-round picks back. I'm giving them 2 first-round picks. They get a top-5 pick this year, so they could probably replace the quarterback, or they could trade up if they want to. Okay?
Question.
They can go make the move, and we get Deshaun Watson.
Would Bill Belichick do that?
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know.
Stop.
Colin Coward's talking about Bill Belichick may tank. He may tank for Trevor Lawrence.
Who said that?
Colin Coward.
Is he familiar with Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I mean, he loves him.
Doesn't know him if he's saying that.
But how about this? Maybe Bill Belichick is trying something new. Wouldn't he outfox us all? 20 years of dominance to go tank for a good quarterback prospect?
So you're telling me, let me get this straight. a coach that has won a total of 8 Super Bowls, mm-hmm. 2 as an assistant coach, 6 as a head coach. That's like messing in the dark arts of football.
It is, but
he doesn't do that. Why?
He is the dark arts of football.
A guy who won 6 Super Bowls is going to all of a sudden tank?
Dude, he is a cheater.
Can I throw another caveat in that?
Sure.
Now, we all have a little petty in us, right? Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. You think Bill Belichick would tank the first year after Tom Brady is playing for another team?
What if I think he's smart Tobin, enough to realize
you're as petty as anybody.
I get
you're
you.
You're telling
but you can't,
me he would tank, so he would have to hear,
dude.
About Brady and not about Belichick. Absolutely not.
In the great words of Mickey Goldmill in Rocky III, when he's about to take on Clubber Lang, you can't win, Rock. He can't win. Who's he gonna have? Jared Stidham.
I'm telling you. Well, guess what? You know what? 20 years ago, when Drew Bledsoe got hurt, some jackass was having the same conversation about Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying Stidham is Tom Brady, but I'm not going to have this conversation because we didn't know Tom Brady was Tom Brady.
So, getting back to the point of it, though, you don't think that Deshaun Watson can be had for 4 first-round picks?
Nope.
Really?
I think
that's not a fair price.
The owner of the Houston Texans mm-hmm. would come down and fire everybody for even having that conversation.
Well, let me ask you this. Would it be more possible if 2 of those first-round picks weren't for Laremy Tunsil? Because essentially they're getting 2 of the first-round picks back.
Again.
If it was with another team, would you do the deal? Like, let's say.
If you are the coach or the GM that trades a quarterback who has had success mm-hmm. and go into the season with either a young quarterback or no quarterback because.
Well, you're going to get a quarterback. Here's the scenario, okay? Houston's going to get a quarterback. They're going to get one that's not unhappy. They're going to get either Tua or they can get Herbert or maybe even they can take those 4 first-round picks and trade up for Joe Burrow.
Grown folks conversation.
And the Dolphins get Deshaun Watson, who's unhappy.
Players play. Like, players compete. If I'm an owner of a team and the coach comes to me and say, I got to get rid of Deshaun Watson because I think he's a cancer. With what he's done so far at his young age, I'm going to say, Bill, hit the bricks.
Well, what if
you
Bill
know
comes
how hard
to...
it is to find a quarterback?
It's hard. It's hard. However,
okay, look, here. I'm going to say one word for you. Mm-hmm. Right? Mitchell Trubisky.
Oof. Don't say that.
Exactly. What happens if you're Houston and you're an owner and you allow this lunacy and you get a quarterback mm-hmm. and everybody's excited mm-hmm. and for the next 10 years you play chase a quarterback because you got rid of one.
Sometimes, well, I mean, that would obviously turn out terrible, but quarterback and maybe I get a happier quarterback.
Maybe you get a better quarterback. Have you seen all the teams trying to find a quarterback?
Here's the other thing, though. Here's the other thing. You're not taking into account.
Hear me out.
Bill O'Brien, he is the grand football poobah over there, right? He runs everything. Mm-hmm. What if he smells a rat and he thinks, oh, Deshaun Watson will go to ownership and try and have me ousted? What I do is, if he's unhappy with my maneuvers, is I cut him off at the pass. Trade him to Miami, get the picks. Then I got some young whippersnapper in here who won't try and undercut my authority.
I promise you, once that starts, Bill O'Brien won't be the coach to see that through.
Well, hold on.
Wait.
If he has all the power.
Here's what's going to happen. right?
Hello?
Hey, it's Bill O'Brien.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
Flo. What up,
hey,
Flo?
What's up? Hey, what's up, Bill? What's up, man? How's that ass chin?
Hey. Hey. Funny guy. I got a quarterback for you. Give me your 3 first-round picks this year and 1 next year.
Who's the quarterback?
Deshaun Watson.
Whew. Greer.
Now,
hey.
Hey.
CG, they want to trade Deshaun Watson. Come on, get over here.
Hey.
Get over here, Chris.
Hey. And you see that? You hear that right there?
And then on
Twitter, here's what's going to happen. Adam Schefter. There's been some rumblings.
Yep.
Right?
Whispers.
Whispers. What I'm hearing on the streets is.
I love it.
And okay, that's how that's going to start. And then the following morning, Stephen A. is going to go all Stephen A. on the situation.
I just don't know what to say.
And then, right, before everybody approves it, the Houston owner is going to come walk downstairs, fly in from wherever he is, or he's going to Skype him because of coronavirus.
Right.
Right? And say, Bill, we had a good run. You're done.
Jeez. Wow. You think it's just like that, huh?
Dude, you know how hard it is to find a quarterback?
He's getting a quarterback. He's going to get Tua.
How long? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson's also had injuries.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Right now,
mm-hmm.
Okay, would you trade Deshaun Watson for Tua Tagovailoa?
Yes.
You would? You're an idiot.
Oh, I thought you were asking if it was the Dolphins.
No. If you had a choice, I don't care who you are. You mm-hmm. can be the owner of your own little make-believe team. Right now, with what you know of the two players, do you want Deshaun Watson or Tua?
I mean, I would rather have Deshaun Watson.
Okay, thank you. For a second there, I thought I was going to have to hang.
Okay, but this is the
Skype
thing.
Skype was about to get hung up on.
You're trying to put me into the situation where all things are, where apples are apples. It's not apples to apples here. All right.
Why not? Two players play the same position.
Nope.
Have a nice day.
This is disgruntled to undisgruntled.
Don't care. It's a quarterback.
Nope.
Dude, it's football gold.
Nope. I'm telling you.
You own one of the 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Is it worth a call?
That you know, huh?
Is it worth a call for the Dolphins?
Would the Dolphins call?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sure. But guess what? Here's what you got to be ready for.
Hmm?
You know what's coming, right?
Hmm.
That big contract.
Who, Deshaun Watson?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
Okay. Now.
All the more reason why Houston may want to do it.
Okay. Now, me personally, if I could have Deshaun Watson as my quarterback, just like you say, you trade everything. You would have traded everything for Tua. You would trade everything for Joe Burrow. If you would do that, what would you do for a proven quarterback in the NFL?
I would go for 4 first-round picks.
Okay. In a heartbeat, if you're a team that needs a quarterback.
Heartbeat.
Okay. Now, how do you think that's going to play out in Houston?
I don't know. If they know that, if they feel like the writing's on the wall already, then they got to make a move.
No chance. That'll never happen.
Stop talking.
That has no chance.
All right. Let's get the headlines. All right, buddy.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I think that's how the other stations feel when I just walk in when they're on air.
man.
What are we going to do for Empanada Friday?
I don't know, man. I don't have to tell you.
It sucks.
I don't know what to tell you. All right, here's what we got. Today was supposed to be opening day for your Miami Marlins. They're supposed to take on the Philadelphia 76ers. Phillies, excuse me. and that did not happen. So that's a bummer. We had we do have these tweets from Deshaun Watson. Listen to these Drake lyrics, Leroy, because I don't think you're appreciating it, all right? He posted, I don't know how I'm going to make it out of here clean. Can't even keep a track to who plays for the other team. Iconic duos rip and split at the seams. You know what that means? I want out.
You. First of all, the fact that you're reading Drake lyrics is hard times.
Don't deal hard with the lies and the frauds. That's why I don't get involved. What's up?
That's why he doesn't get involved. That means he going to do his thing, let Bill O'Brien do his thing. He going to play football. That's what that means.
Never take advice from a person who don't love you. You got to walk light. Got to stay above water. Well, never listen to a man with an ass chin. The trade of DeAndre Hopkins was a sin.
You're the worst. I'm telling you, man. Look, contrary to popular belief, you have to work sometimes in the same building or in the same organization and not like everybody, right? But you got to be a professional. You got to be a professional.
I understand.
So Deshaun Watson is going to be the quarterback of the Houston Texans. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whether they get along to where they're dapping each other up or whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as they can both do their job and both be successful, who cares whether they get along? Right? You know when, look, everybody talk about how contentious the relationship was between Bill and Brady, right?
Yep.
They seem pretty cool when they were winning the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Okay. Brady was saying no days off, too.
Speaking of signings, Adam Schefter reports that Ndamukong Suh is going to stay with the Buccaneers. 1 year, $8 million contract for the former Miami Dolphins defensive tackle. Bruce Arians, this is kind of cool, Leroy. Bruce Arians, he is campaigning for other teams to sign Jameis Winston. Bruce claims the only reason they moved on from Jameis is because Tom Brady was available. And because of that, he is now calling other teams and saying, hey, sign Jameis.
You want to talk about the damage being done? Yeah. Dude, you said in the middle of the season, if you could win with him, you could win with anybody.
You said, hey, he led the league in passing, and you traded him for a 43-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the over-under on Tom Brady yards? 4,500?
I don't know. Let's see. What did he throw for last year? He threw four.
No, it has to do with the team.
I want to see what he did last year. He threw for 4,057 last year. He was seventh in the league.
Oh, seventh in the league? So he's still top 10 at 40, huh?
Yep.
I would say over-under is going to be probably like...
He was behind Russell Wilson.
4,300. 4,400 would be his over-under.
That would have put him at sixth in the league last year.
Yeah.
So it would only move him up a spot because you had Matt Ryan, who was fifth at 4,400.
Well, that's because he was playing catch-up because they were horrible last year.
Phillip Rivers was fourth in the league at 4,600.
If you go look at Phillip Rivers' numbers, dude throws for 4,500 yards every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. And I still don't know how he throws the football.
Crazy. There are some rumblings.
He doesn't sling it.
There are some rumblings about where things stand with the NFL season and new reports. We'll bring you that next. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. I want to remind you guys that Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores are truly steps beyond convenient. Should I put out a poll, Leroy, on the Deshaun Watson thing? I feel like a lot of people want to hop in on this.
It'd be one-sided.
I don't know if you're right, because here's the thing. I don't know if every Dolphin would be in on it, because I think a lot of Dolphins are ready to get their guy. I think they want to open up their little Christmas present on draft day.
Wait,
and be happy with that.
So let me get this straight. You have a young, proven quarterback. Deshaun Watson's what, 27, 28?
I don't even think he's that old. Let's see.
Maybe 26. Sorry.
Deshaun Watson's 24.
24.
So he's going to be 25 this season.
25-year-old quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who you know can produce.
Yep.
And you think there's some jackasses out there that would rather get a prospect because it's our guy?
Yes. I'm telling you.
You are so off on this.
So you think that if I put that poll out, you think it would be 90% yes that you have to trade 4 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson?
Only the 10% that would say, you know, I'm with Tobin because they're ridiculous.
I don't need people to be with me. I just want the pulse. I want to know what people would think. You have a disgruntled 90%. Quarterback. Here's the thing I think is the hang-up with it, really, out of anything. I think that Houston won't do it because two of those – it's kind of like the Oklahoma City. Remember when Oklahoma City and the Heat were in these trade talks with Chris Paul and Danilo Gallinari?
Yeah.
One of the big problems is that you have Oklahoma City already owning basically all the Heat's future first-round picks, you know? So it's kind of like I'm basically getting back my stuff. I'm not really getting new stuff. So it's almost like if you're Houston, you do this move – you'd be getting two of your first-round picks back anyway. You know what
Doesn't
I mean?
Doesn't matter. No. It has nothing to do with it.
I think it has a little to do with
picks it. 4 first-round picks are 4
first-round picks. Yeah, but it's...
Here's what you're thinking. Here's what you're thinking if you're Houston. If we move on from Deshaun Watson, we know we're going to get a good quarterback in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't trade a known commodity for a prospect. Especially at that position. You can do it at any other position on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Not quarterback. Because there's probably only 10 to 15 quarterbacks who you would say that team doesn't want to get rid of. And you have one of those guys. So it's like no chance. No chance. Well, it's going to be 90% or more. If you're a Dolphins fan and they say, hey, you got to give us your 3 this year and 1 next year for Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling Deshaun Watson, right? I'm asking him to sign an extension, and then we go.
Well, that's the thing that's interesting, though. Like, if you're Deshaun Watson and you are disgruntled, like, you kind of need somebody to get fired because no quarterbacks in this situation ever leave. Like, anybody who's a proven quarterback that a team wants, they never let them go. It's, like, the only recent example I can think of it where it kind of got a little dicey was Russell Wilson. Remember there was like a little bit of where there was like maybe he'll remember he gave that deadline to the Seahawks and everybody's like deadline that's not gonna work.
It didn't matter. No, the only time, okay, where somebody's gotten rid of the guy, right, real quick, and it's not even a comparable example, but close enough, is when Arizona got rid of Josh Rosen and went and got another guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's Arizona.
Yeah,
and Arizona makes Arizona decisions.
Text writes in, 4 first-round picks. What happened to we need a full team? Look, I think you're hearing the wrong. You're probably thinking of Robbie the Degenerate. That ain't my style. I like to unload the clip. So whatever, I'll give up 4 first round. I've been talking 4 first round picks to move up to number 1 for Joe Burrow. And I'm trying to get this quarterback thing situated, Leroy. All right.
Guess what? Would you rather have Joe Burrow or Deshaun Watson?
I'd rather have Deshaun Watson.
Okay. Then what's the problem? That's a 90% thing right there. You put
really?
That out there is gonna be 90%.
All right. Well, now I gotta do it because I gotta see what the results would be. So would you I'm gonna type this out so you don't get mad at me because you always think I skew the thing. Would
no, you,
you
always do. You
call
put
the
Texans. You, tweak it. You put escape clauses in your questions.
4 first round picks. 3 this year and 1 next year. 2 For Deshaun Watson.
Basically, what ends up happening is you trade. This is how it's going to look. You traded two first-round picks, Laremy Tunsil, and the wide receiver for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, you would have I mean, that's the
Stills.
Yeah, you would. Well, Stills was kind of like a throw-in. I mean, it was really for
whatever
Tunsil.
That counts.
Because remember Stills and. Stills and Brian Flores had like the little rifty rift to start last year.
Yep.
All right. So would you call the Texans and offer four first round picks, three this year, one next year for Deshaun Watson? Is that good for you?
Yep.
Or should I just say, would you trade four first round picks to the Texans for Deshaun Watson? I'll just do that. Would you trade?
Or I mean, the 90% thing was more along the lines of, would you rather have Deshaun Watson or Tua? But you can do that.
Nah. It has to be the trade. Because I don't know. Maybe they like Herbert. I don't know what the Texans like.
Right. True.
Can I put a little, can I put disgruntled Deshaun Watson on there?
No.
Might pull a
little
bit?
No.
No, please?
No. No.
Please?
No. No matter
what. So everybody
what,
knows.
He could be happy as a clam.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Polls out there. Would you trade four first round picks to the Texans for Deshaun Watson? I spell his name right. He always spells it kind of weird.
No, he spells it Deshawn, right?
No, Aun.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So here, this is, you don't have a pulse of the people, or you don't have a pulse of football. If you think that you would rather have any prospect in the draft, I don't care how good they are, over Deshaun Watson.
I don't know, because there, you know, there's some people that would say like, oh no, I definitely, you know, they're like, they want their guy. They want a guy.
No,
like,
you're the only one that thinks like that.
I'm not.
I'm
the one
Deshaun
who brought
Watson.
It up. It was my idea. How am I? I'm just saying. I'm thinking. I'm trying to put my mind in the mold of the fans. Look, Noah's winning already. In the poll, in the early returns, 9 votes. You guys could vote, by the way, at @Brendan_Tobin, and you could vote, retweet it at 790 the ticket. So you guys can vote there. Would you trade four first round picks of the Texans for Deshaun Watson, who seems disgruntled?
Text comes in. First text. You say words like scenario, you are not to be trusted.
This is the scenario, though. This is what we have. This is what we can't just be out here and not thinking about the scenarios that are out there. And this is a scenario, Leroy. If you're tweeting Drake, you're in your feelings, okay? Right? Am I right?
Yeah, all right.
All right, so it, correct me if I'm wrong. Does Drake not have a song, In My Feelings?
Yeah.
And in that song, does he not say, gotta be real with it?
Okay.
And then does he not say, Kiki, do you love me? And in this case, he's asking Billy, do you love me? And I don't think that's true. I don't think Bill O'Brien does love him because he traded him. He traded DeAndre Hopkins.
That's fine. But guess what? If you're a coach, a GM, or whatever, and one of your players is Deshaun Watson, and you trade him, the time in which you have your job will decrease exponentially.
Do you want to hear the early returns on this, Leroy?
Sure.
I got a sample size now.
All right.
77% of the audience right now, would you trade four first-round picks to the Texans for Deshaun Watson? Say no. People aren't into it. I told you, people are not into this. They want their own guy.
That's why
I'm into it.
Miami. That's why this is Miami.
What does that mean?
Just what I said.
What does that mean?
It's the same people that got mad when the Dolphins didn't draft Brady Quinn.
Dude, I'm telling you.
So your credibility is shot.
I'm telling you right now.
Credibility shot.
And how about the
if
thing
you
I even
know
find,
anything about football?
I got
if you have a choice of any quarterback in this draft or Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
You take Deshaun Watson, a proven commodity. End of discussion. And he's 24 years old. He's the same age as Joe Burrow.
Somebody says, I can't say his Twitter name because it's inappropriate for FCC regulations, but it says, just throw him behind a bleepy O-line and ruin him. Nah, he deserves better. That's weird to me. You're worried about the O-line that you're throwing him behind? You're getting Deshaun Watson, bro. And plus, the Dolphins, they're solidifying it. They got that dude from the Patriots, and they got that other guard. They got Eric Flowers, who's reinvented himself. They'll be fine. Adrian, he tweets in, not only no, but hell no. Wow. Leroy, I think we misread the room here.
Come on. What's wrong?
People have been waiting. They want their own Christmas present. And
you think
waiting.
Deshaun Watson is a top 10 quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially with age. I still think he has room to grow.
25 years old.
Yep.
This year.
Yep.
Joe Burrow's 23, I think.
I think you're right. I think he is.
Yeah. Tua's 21.
Yeah, Joe Burrow is 23 years old. So Deshaun Watson is a year older than Joe Burrow.
Right. Right.
A year older.
Right.
Leroy, I got your back. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Right.
Right. And this bird is good. We don't know what these other birds could be. They could be bum-ass birds.
Wait a minute. I've been saying this. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to cuss. What? I've been telling you this for the last 8 months about prospecting, about you willing to get rid of every pick to get one prospect.
And now you're
talking about birds in hand and bushes and stuff like that?
You're a flip-flopper. I didn't know this bird was going to be available. I didn't know this bird was going to be tweeting out Drake lyrics. You can't get mad at me. All of a sudden, somebody becomes available?
Here's what I can't understand. You are, when it comes to trolling, you're a Jedi master. But you never acknowledge other trolls. Like, Deshaun Watson could have just been trolling.
He's not, though.
See? That's what I'm saying.
All of a sudden, after he trades your best receiver, maybe the best receiver in the league, now he's tweeting out. Now he's just trolling.
Okay. Hold on. Getting rid of a star receiver is not like getting rid of a star quarterback. Would you agree?
Agreed.
You can find another fast guy. You can't find another quarterback.
Yeah, that's true.
Just ask the Dolphins.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in the league. Okay. If this was the NBA, here's the thing. If this was the NBA,
fine.
And Deshaun Watson was tweeting out lyrics, you already know he's a goner, right?
Right.
You already know. But in the NFL, they never get a chance to go.
Top 10 quarterback, absolutely not. No chance. Anybody who thinks that he's trying to work his way out of Houston, you're on silly sauce because the owner, right? Mm-hmm. Will go down and talk to said top 10 quarterback and try to make it work that way. And if it means, which it usually never does, because I don't know many players that have, you know, the ability, except maybe in Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
right? Where they had rumblings that Aaron Rodgers had something to do with McCarthy getting fired.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers did what you're talking about if ownership heard Deshaun Watson was upset, they're getting rid of Bill O'Brien. That's what they did essentially in Green Bay. Now it took a while. Like they stuck with McCarthy, who won a Super Bowl. Like they stuck with him for a while, it seemed like.
Right.
But eventually you went with Aaron. But guess what?
Here's the other thing. McCarthy is not as brash and abrasive as Bill O'Brien. Okay. And when you are that abrasive, these things tend to stick a little bit more than it did in Green Bay.
This guy says, I would trade Josh Rosen a first this year and a first next year for Deshaun Watson. What are you looking to get laughed at on the phone, sir? Why don't you add Doliak to the trade? Maybe you'll get it done. Idiot. This guy, I hate – guys, be big boys, okay? All right? Stop sitting at the high chair with your little sectional plates. I got my peas over here, and I got my squash over here, and my little bit of meat here. No, my little cut up hot dogs. Stop being babies. All right, if we're gonna be big boys here, and we're gonna talk about a home run Godfather trade, you gotta go four. You gotta go four. Just like when you're talking about Joe Burrow, if you're gonna make that trade, don't call up unless it's four, because you're not gonna get the trade done. It's not gonna happen. I should be a GM, Leroy.
Hey, no, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. I'm gonna tell you like this. Nobody would ruin a franchise quicker than you.
No, what are you talking about?
What am I talking about? You, dude, you get caught up in your feels when you go to Publix.
Well, that's true.
So, like you, I had a feeling. You were the guy, you'd be like the Cleveland owner who said a bum told him to draft a...
homeless guy, yeah. He told him to draft Johnny guy. Manziel. Yep.
Yeah, that's you.
69% Leroy right now say they would not trade four first-round picks for Deshaun Watson.
They're losers. They don't know. You don't know how to win. You win with a top-10 quarterback. A top-10 quarterback that's 24 years old, mm-hmm. Get out of here.
He is the best was, though, he's a year older than Joe Burrow.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. You don't really think about that. This is his fourth year?
That's bananas.
This is his fourth year, correct?
Joe Burrow?
No.
Oh, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His fourth year. He's 24 years old, and he's, what, taking your team to the playoffs, and...
this is going to be his fourth year.
Right. Are you kidding me?
Going to be his fourth year.
A 24-year-old that has 3 years of NFL experience? Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. Where are you going to find another one of those? Name another quarterback... How old is Patrick Mahomes?
I think Patrick Mahomes is also 24.
Okay. They're the same age.
They are basically the same age. I think they both turned 25 in September.
And one has a Heisman. They are the only two quarterbacks under 25 years old that right now you can definitively say can lead their franchise to the Super Bowl.
But it could also
and these Miami fans,
yep,
would rather get somebody in the draft. You get what you get. You get what you get. When you have thoughts like that, I just look back. I'm sitting back in this chair, looking at my computer, looking at the TV, right, and I'm shaking my head. Because I'm disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed in football fans. I'm disappointed in Miami football fans for not understanding what Deshaun Watson is. A quarterback under 24, 25 years old. There's one other one. Patrick Mahomes. That's it. Those are your two choices to have for the next 10 years. Everybody else are older, and you're not going to get them for that long.
I'm getting scolded by my son because I got, you know, those little Funko Pops, Leroy? They're like the little figurines.
Yep.
They got the big eyes. Well, I got a Billy the Marlin one, and I gave it to my son. And but he, you know, he has interest in a toy for like 3 seconds. You know, he's like very scatterbrained. He's on to the next thing. You know,
sounds like his dad.
What are you talking about? I'm not like that at all. I stick to my guns. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. So he was upset because my Billy the Marlin little Funko that I gave to him, I put it on my little office desk.
Yeah,
you know. By the way, you know, so what? I set up this little studio in the house, right? And, you know, I like it. I think it looks nice. You know, I got a Jay Ajayi jersey up here. I feel at home. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, my wife, she's going into digital teaching, as they say, digital classroom. And she's like, huh, good setup. Well, I would like to do that for my virtual classroom. So now all of a sudden I'm becoming like Steven Spielberg and I gotta change the set. She's already got a sign out. She goes, we're going to take the jerseys down. We're going to put the, I'm like, hey, I've been waiting forever to have a room like this in the house. And now all of a sudden you're taking it from me.
Yep.
This is ridiculous. Yep. I thought I was going to get to enjoy my sports room for like 3 seconds. And now all of a sudden she wants it to be a virtual classroom. I'll do it for the kids.
You ready for this one? Here's the text.
Go ahead.
Lamar is better and younger than Watson.
Maybe.
No.
No, you don't think so? He was the MVP. He was the MVP.
He was. I'm not. But again, the last 2 years, the same thing, the same flaw has shown up for Lamar Jackson. And as great as all his other attributes are, if that flaw doesn't improve, he's going to keep getting to the same spot that as soon as the defenses get better and force him to throw, because mm-hmm. they're as athletic as he is running the football, then I can't go with him.
It's an overwhelming right now on the poll. And the poll, you can vote at @Brennan_Tobin. It's retweeted at 790 The Ticket. It's pinned at the top of my account so you guys can find it easy. I'm retweeting it a bunch. Would you trade 4 first-round picks to the Texans for Deshaun Watson, who's out here in his feelings tweeting Drake lyrics? And he right now, 68% of the fans leave. Oh, just kicked up. 70% of the fans say no. Not into it. Not into all right. it. And Leroy's very disappointed.
But here,
and Leroy's
let me
very
ask
disappointed
you this.
In all of you.
But these same fans would trade 3 draft picks to get Joe Burrow.
I actually have a guy, Ed, who is telling me he'd trade all those 4 first round picks for Joe Burrow.
Really? But not Deshaun Watson?
Do you see
how ridiculous that sounds? Am I the only one that thinks that's crazy talk? You would trade 4 first round picks for Joe Burrow, but not Deshaun Watson?
It does seem crazy. Especially considering they have the same, almost the same age.
It seems like Deshaun Watson been around for like 7 years, doesn't it?
It does. No, it definitely does. And the fact that, you know, he's not is pretty crazy. Somebody says, Tobin, give Leroy a baby aspirin. He's about to have a stroke. Leroy, I'd make the trade. Hang in there. Don't let the Looney Tunes get you.
It can't. They get me every day. And it's every Tobin. Day. Hold on. Look.
What did I do? First of all, I agree with you. I think you feel like I disagree with you. I would trade 4 first round picks for Lamar for Deshaun Watson. I would love to do that. I think you know me. I want to go up here. I want to take big old home run cuts. All right, that's my style.
That's why you can't run a team.
No,
The way this works is, like, let me ask you a question. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Has Bill Belichick ever taken a home run cut?
No.
6 Super Bowls.
He's a bunter.
6 Super Bowls.
He's like Juan Pierre. He bunts it over the third baseman's
6
head.
Super Bowls.
Yeah, well, he. In fairness, though, he did lose his home run cut because Tom Brady now plays for the Buccaneers. So good luck. We'll see how easy.
What's the over under? What's the over under of Patriots wins? 10.
They're still the favorite to win the division. I don't know what the over under on wins is.
Right.
But they're still the favorite.
Right. Why is that? Because last time he didn't have a quarterback, they still won over 10 games.
Are people betting for the Patriots, though, or are they betting against the 3 dummies that have been in their division, though, for 20 years?
Does it matter?
A little bit. If you're uplifted by the lack of opposition, when it comes down to a real – like if he was in a real fight –
think
but
about
he
this.
He was a little bit hindered. You wouldn't do as good against better opponents.
Let me put it in perspective, okay? The only team in the division who has a comparable defense is the Buffalo Bills. Really good defense. Mm-hmm. Really good defense. Okay? We all know how you feel about the Jets. who have talent, but Coach Adam sucks. Gase. Right?
You said it, not me.
Right. And the other thing about the Buffalo Bills, are you sold on Josh Allen?
No. Their defense is awesome.
He's okay, I don't want to make this sound ridiculous, but he's white Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Not as good.
Okay, that's why I said white.
Not as good, but
if
he
I
is.
Said he's Lamar Jackson, you know, he'd be running 4.3s and 4.4s or whatever.
He is a good runner, though.
He's a good runner.
But he sucks.
He's a good runner. So, when you look at the quarterbacks, okay, Buffalo has, the Jets have the highest tenured quarterback in the conference now.
Nah, they're the same draft class, and one had mono, so no, I think they're about the same.
Oh, no, that's right. Okay, you're right. Okay, there. So, that's it. Was it third year?
Yeah, they're both going into the third year.
The Dolphins don't have a quarterback.
Nah, they got Fitzy.
And
the Patriots definitely
don't have a quarterback. They do, and they think they have one in Stidham or whatever.
Right.
So
if he was the Bills' backup quarterback, nobody would believe in him.
So with all that we just talked about, can you understand why the Patriots are still the favorite to win the division?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Okay. I think it has more to do with their success overall as an organization, and it's because they've gone up against three idiots. Like, there's no reason to have faith in either in any of those three organizations. Now, hopefully that turns around, because Flores looks, you know, with what he did at the second half of last year, and with how much of an arsenal they have in draft picks to make a big move or just to stick with what they got and keep filling needs with the draft. Like, you hope that the Dolphins are set up for success and to finally make that maneuver. And with no Tom Brady, I do feel like it is the most vulnerable the Patriots have been, even with having Bill Belichick. You still got to have some talent, because don't forget.
Last time they were vulnerable, they went 11-5.
Dude, that was 12 years ago.
Okay, but guess what?
12 years ago.
There's still proof.
He got outfoxed by Sperano that year.
Right. Somebody texts in, 70% of Dolphin fans make me ashamed.
We'll get your headlines coming up. Ira Windeman's also going to join us next hour. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.